Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to part two of Man Baggage, a discussion about mistakes. It's getting juicier and juicier with Louisa Zisman and Matt Richardson. So let's take it out of the personal realm. We're out and about. Let's keep it friendly. It's been a tough year for everyone. It's in a restaurant. You were quite specific. I'll tell you one thing that fucks me up. I'm very careful when I'm out, but only because of what I do for a living, and I don't want to appear on some awful website as a miserable person. That's the only reason I'm polite in restaurants, is fear.
That is like
of,
me.
Of not
so if
being.
You, if you had a normal job, you would be a fucking nightmare, basically.
If people are cunts. Yeah. For example, the waiter, there's five of us. I've got a screaming 5-year-old daughter. I've got my auntie Christine, who just eats white bread and white butter and don't eat anything. I've got the in-laws going, well, I like it. Is it foreign? And I've got Lindsay, and it's all chaos. Write the fucking order down, waiter. Just write it down.
There's
a
pen. Yes.
Here's a pen. Here's a paper.
Is it not the most annoying thing? But why do they insist on not writing it down?
And then making the mistake.
Everybody hates this.
And then making the mistake. I've done every job you can imagine on every income scale. I'm not some fucking moneyed snob who doesn't know what it's like to work for a living, right? But I cannot tolerate cocky fucker that did not write something down, then makes a mistake and brings the wrong thing out. That I have to go into the toilet and do what I call a bog roll scream, where you get loads of bog roll and go, can't! Into the bog roll.
But it's not their fault, because I think it's quite often
their fault.
Well, no, because it's,
it is their fault.
Then they're told to not write things down. It's certain
Why?
Types of restaurants.
Why are they told not to write things?
I don't know. It's fucking annoying.
It looks better, doesn't it?
It looks
no, it
better
doesn't.
In a nice restaurant.
How does it look better if I've got in a coronary angina pain in my chest? How is that better?
I know. No, I agree. But this just boils down to, this is probably the one thing that annoys me the most in life. It's just, you've got one fucking job. Just do your job. Properly. Like, you're being paid to do a job, so do the fucking job. Stop getting the job. Like, just, it's infuriating. Like, when I had my new windows, and the windows came, and they're the wrong size. And I was like, I don't understand. You had one job, which is your job. I haven't asked you to do something out of the realms.
You didn't
of
go
what
to
do
Doors R Us and go,
day.
Can you do window? Doors R Us.
Like, you had a hole to measure. Measure the hole, write it down, and get the fucking window made. It is not rocket science.
Yeah,
that's what you do every day. So why come and bring a window that doesn't fit in the hole? Because who measured it wrong?
So,
and then they want you to pay for their stupid mistake. Yes. It's so annoying.
Yeah, fair enough. The one that always gets
now
me,
the beast shows itself. Now
no,
the true beast shows itself.
The one that always gets me like that is people going through airports like they've never fucking seen an airport before. And I understand you may not have flown, but airports are in so much popular culture of films and television and everything. The fact you get to the front of a fucking queue in security and then decide that all your metal needs to come out and all your shoes need to come off. Oh my God. Like, look, you've been in a queue for 20 minutes. I went through the other one because I'm clever. I went through the quieter one. And like, it's like as soon as they get to the front of that. And also boarding groups. There's boarding groups for a reason. Don't just wait there until they call your boarding group in front of everyone else. Sit the fuck down. Like, it just winds me up more than anything. Like, that's when people are at their worst, is when they're travelling. And also when people are on trains and sit in reserve seats that aren't their reserve seats.
Right, okay, listen, I feel like I've triggered you both massively. Let's move on. I want to move on to an area...
Oh, my God!
I want to move on to an area that's definitely gender, because normally Louisa would be like, bollocks, it's no different, grow up, girls, but this is different. You've got to admit this is different, Louisa. Fashion mistakes. Okay. I made a fashion mistake with my hair and jeans. I have to remind people about it, for otherwise they don't remember. When a woman makes one mistake on one red carpet, it's talked about for decades. Fashion mistakes are 100%, no, more than 100% worse for women. What's your experience been, Louisa? And what's the worst one you've ever made?
I made the worst dress list when I went to the NTAs once.
And what were you wearing?
I thought I looked nice.
Cling film.
That's what... I thought I looked nice. I had a purple dress on. I still don't understand why I made the worst dress list, but it was all right. I didn't really care because I thought I looked good anyway. I think like fashion is so subjective as well now. And also like nowadays it's different, isn't it, from back in like the early 2000s, because now, I mean, everybody just wears whatever they want. They've got pink hair, blue hair. They wear a bin bag. They put a pillow on. Like, that's just individual, isn't it? And they're just, like, expressing themselves. So that's fine. So I feel like nowadays, you can't judge people as much on what they wear or what they look like. Because if you do, you're an asshole.
Well, basically...
Whereas actually, we all do it. We just don't speak about it now. Like, clearly, I say this, I think about this all the time. Like, I just don't think certain things look nice.
Well, hang on a second.
Hairy legs, hairy armpits.
It's interesting now because what Louisa's saying is it's a mistake to comment. It's not a mistake to have hairy armpits, but it's a mistake to dare to have an opinion.
Yes.
So you do think this is, sorry, Matt, just this is really important because this is cropping up a lot on my social media feeds and I'm seeing it in magazines and talked about women should grow their hairy armpits to throw off the shackles of patriarchy. You feel like that's a mistake so far as femininity goes, that women shouldn't be growing massive hairy armpits?
I think it's a mistake. I think that they're making a mistake for their love lives.
Why?
For other people. Just general hygiene and pleasantness around strangers. It's not nice, is it? And then they start dyeing it. Like, what is this with people dyeing their armpit hair?
I haven't heard of that.
Like, some kind
of. No,
you know, like, you get like rainbow armpit hair. It's like, I already thought you were a lesbian anyway. You don't have to dye it a rainbow.
Woo! There we are.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I struggle
with? No, I'm sorry. I know that's stereotypical, but. Well, you're like German.
Were you expecting
German.
A mistake live, Russell?
Fucking hell.
No, but the thing is, Matt, right, so I'm the most conflicted stand-up ever because I'm a Green Party voting lefty twat, but I have an instinctive reaction to hairy armpits that I'm ashamed of. And it maybe wouldn't be as Germanic or to do with lesbianism as Louise's is, but there's something there. Do you know what it is? I think I sometimes...
I don't mind lesbians. I just want to say
no,
that.
I know. Well, we know that.
I mean, I've...
And no, but the I think what I do is an accidental thatch translation. An accidental thatch translation is where you see the hair on someone else's body and imagine the thatch. And you think, if someone's got armpit hair down to their ribs, you know it's going to be
down to their
knees. It's going to be a gorilla salad. You know it.
Yeah. Look, you know what?
Nobody wants to work their way through that bush.
I'm going to wade into this career ender.
Go on.
and just say, look, I don't mind it. Like, I sometimes see it, like, sometimes on Instagram and
that's
stuff.
That's because,
like,
you're younger than us.
Yeah,
you're
but,
part
like,
of that weird,
but
like, look, like...
Hang on a second. Matt Richardson likes hairy armpits on women.
No, like, I don't, but I think... Like, I... Also, this is really bad. I can't
hairy
really
leg.
I think
this. A full hairy leg.
Is, look, when people are a bit smelly, it can be quite attractive. Like when my girlfriend smells a bit, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Is this why you were arrested for wanking on a tramp?
Isn't it?
Matt was arrested for wanking on a tramp in 2017, and this is his cover story.
Yeah. I was just like, look, it's just, I find like, I was just like, this tramp is expressing himself, and I'm supporting him.
So, okay, let's, so this is interesting. So Louise has made an interesting point though, Matt, which was more interesting than the question I asked. I was asking about, do women suffer more with fashion mistakes and are they punished more? I mean, it's just a banal question thinking. The answer is obviously yes. We know we live in that kind
of
misogynistic
world.
The more interesting question is it now a mistake to dare to have an opinion? Like, we have already heard about your Paul McCaffrey story. He posted a picture.
I think
you whether it was you were trying to be funny or not, if you said that about another guy online, I think you look shit or you look flabby, mate, take the picture down. Or your clothes look... Even if you said, if Harry Styles posted something and you went, well, Harry Styles' clothes look shit, you'd probably be in trouble.
They do, though. They do. They look shit. He looks like your grandma who's like, it's weird. It's like he goes to charity shops, scours them for the most disgusting clothes that your grandma donated in 1993, sticks pearls on it, walks on a red carpet and tries to make it cool because he's called Harry Styles. You look like a twat. And I'm sorry, you can wear that all the time, like as much as you want. It doesn't look good. It's never going to look good. So stop trying to force this narrative on people that you look good. If you want to wear that, crack on, but you're not going to convince me that, I mean,
but also like I don't think people you don't have to tell people you're a pit, like people can do what they want without like people telling them directly to their face. I think, like, you know, look, if you saw someone in the street who was dressed in a way that you thought was terrible, you wouldn't go up to them and go, you look like a bell end. And I think that's the difference. But you can have your own opinion.
That's happened to me a lot, though, just for us to side.
Has it really? I think you dress quite well, Russell.
In my spiky hair eyeliner days, on more than one occasion, I was told, maybe not in quite such blunt terms, dial it down, mate. Have you made mistakes, though, Matt? Have you made fashion mistakes? What's the worst mistake you've ever made?
The thing is, I've never led into a look, though. Like I
some,
only wear,
some racy glasses
I wear
frames.
Black shirts.
I had some quite racy frames from Specsavers in 2012.
I only buy black t-shirts and wear black jeans and that's it. Like I if you don't have a look, then people can't insult me. I've made some terrible mistakes. So I remember years ago when I did my first ever job, when I did X Factor years ago, the Extra Factor, I wore a turtleneck jumper on t-shirt. And for the next 2 years of my life, all people would want to say to me on Twitter is like, do you remember when you wore that polo jumper and you looked like a bell end? And then they came back in fashion and I was like, fuck you all. But
you've recovered from it. That's the main thing.
I have recovered from it. My career's never quite hit the heady heights of 8 years ago. But it's, you know, I think also, like, as men, the worst thing you can make as a woman is wear the same thing twice. Like, that's some sort of awful faux pas.
Yeah,
in this world of sustainability as well, like, the fact that women can't wear a dress twice is seen as, like, it's terrible. Whereas men, you look at the television when Piers Morgan was on with Susanna Reid, different dress every day for her, same blue suit for him every day, and no one gives a shit. That's really annoying.
Yeah.
And I've worn some stupid things. I remember once wearing a floral suit to an event that was for a suit maker and they wouldn't lend me one. So I thought I'd wear the ugliest fucking suit I could find to upset all of them. And it worked. And that might have been a mistake in the long run. Sam, my girlfriend's agent, might have called me up and been like, you might have ruined some of her work by doing that stunt. Because she works
that's
in
she's a model.
Shit.
She's a model. Yeah. She wants to be seen as a stylish gentleman.
With hairy armpits?
She doesn't have hairy armpits. She's
she
got,
might would, after listening to this.
I think, yeah. I mean, look, what I would say is she has the correct amount of the hair on her body as you would do 6 years into a relationship. You know, she's hairier than when we first met, but she's not hairy. But I remember once years ago going to the Brits and she was being lent an outfit by Saint Laurent, right? And our friend was the person who worked there giving out the outfits. And I called and I was like, we're going together. Yeah. Could I wear some Saint Laurent as well? And our friend Clara went, the thing is, Matt, you're just not on brand for us, are you? And I was like, okay, fine. So I then went River Island lent me a suit, right? They gave me a suit. Much better for me. But then I then went on Fern and Gok Off the Rails the day after, looked down the camera and went, you know what, Saint Laurent, why don't you go fuck yourselves like that? And that was a mistake because Sam does work with them quite a lot and they were very upset about it. So, you know, that wasn't an ideal fashion mistake.
That was their mistake because they should have lent you.
If they'd have just lent me a suit, it would never
have
been an issue.
None of that would have happened. Exactly. So actually, it wasn't your mistake.
Thank
you,
Louisa.
That was their mistake.
But you know what? Thank you. I feel vindicated. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
They should have just realised, just lend you a suit. What harm is it off their back?
Exactly.
They've got shitloads of suits to dish out.
Exactly. No skin off their nose, really, is it? But I'm not so into fashion, so I don't really make the mistake so much because I'm just t-shirts and jeans.
Do you know, I did make a mistake recently.
Oh.
Go on. Fashion or social?
Not a fashion. Basically, I had an Amazon Fresh delivery, you know, food delivery within 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to say this. I don't think I was in the wrong, but basically, no, I probably was. So the guy like buzzed on my, I've got gates on the house. You have to buzz the intercom. And he was like, oh, it's Amazon. I was like, yeah, come in. He said, what door is it? Now, like, people who haven't seen my house listen to the podcast, but the house is quite narrow and long, and yeah. there's like a few doors on the outside that all look like front doors. One is another front door, but my front door, you can't really miss it. It's got a glass porch, big pillars. You can't miss the front door. And I was like, the front door with the glass and the pillars. He was like, but what one? So this went on for about 2 minutes. It ends in me going, it is the front door. Door with the glass and the pillars. So admittedly, I did speak to him like he was a bit of a dumb fuck. Anyway, because I thought he was. No, I was like, or the intercom's not working, right? Sometimes it packs up. So he comes in and he gets out the car and he went to me, was that you on the intercom? And I was like, yes, it was me. And he was like, what, do you think you can talk to me like I'm a piece of shit? Because you're rich and I'm poor. And I went, no, I thought the intercom was broken because you kept asking me the same question and I kept telling you the front door that clearly is the front door, the one that you've come to. And he was like, well, I don't know what happened to me, but I just saw red. I went absolutely mental at this guy. And I said, don't come onto my property and speak to me like this. How dare you come in with your chip on your fucking shoulder? So mental at this guy. And I went, I don't want the fucking food anymore. Take your food and fuck off. Really bad. Like, when I lose my rag, I turn into, I can only be described as some kind of really rough, chavvy.
It's the Cypriot-Italian mix. That is volcanic
really
shit you
awful.
Got in you.
So he got in the car and then I thought, oh, I really wanted those leeks because I wanted some potato soup. So I then proceeded to open his car door and I was like, actually, I do want my food. So give me the food. He went, no, I'm not giving it to you now. One of my colleagues can come and give it to you. I went, no, I want my fucking food. Give me the food. He proceeded to get his phone out. So then he starts filming me. And I was like, oh, shit, maybe he knows who I am or maybe he's just doing this to, like, report me. So I opened the back door and I started rifling through all these packages of people, getting out my stuff and taking it into the house while still yelling at this guy. And then he basically thought I was a lunatic. And then my mum heard all this commotion. She lives with me. And she came out and she was like, what's going on? And I was like, he said this and it was really rude and he's so rude and blah. Mum was like, okay, calm down. And then she went, can you put your phone down, please? And I was like, no, I'm not putting my phone down. She's mental. So then I went. Then I said, anyway, it's not even my house. I'm the housekeeper. It's her house. And I went, I'm so sorry, madam. I'm so sorry. Pretended I was the housekeeper. And then to get the food, right? And my mum was like, I'm so sorry about my housekeeper. This is really awful. You could just put your phone down. And he was like, she's this and she's that. Anyway, he then had to give me the rest of the shopping because I'd taken half the order. So he had to give it to me and I just walked away and let my mum pretend that it was like her house and I was like the housekeeper. Then I sent my dad out after.
Who is he? The footman? So
my dad came out and the guy...
Carson?
Here comes Carson. No, my dad came out and he was like tapped on the guy's window, but the guy wouldn't put it down. My dad was like... And inshallah to this guy because he was like Muslim and he started talking like my dad was like going, oh, I'm so sorry. We'd been in Dubai, right, for ages. So my dad was like talking all this phrases that he'd learned in Dubai to this guy, like hit it off with this guy, deleted the video, thank God, and I got my shopping. But that probably was a mistake, losing my rag.
It's probably a mistake recounting it now. I would say recounting it now is the mistake.
No. Look, the thing is, I think saying it now is the right thing because you're owning that it's a mistake. And also, a big thing these days, setting the narrative. If you're the one to say it first, then the video doesn't come out and, you know, it all... Yeah, I think... But that is a very funny story. I mean, that was...
I was just thinking, I'm jealous.
I lost my rag with a workman. Who knew who I was?
A workman,
a carpet fitter. We had one of the proletariat came into the house to. We had a new carpet put in right in our hallway, and we'd had the hallway painted about 3 days before, brand new hall, right, all really nice. And these guys come in, and the guy comes in, he goes, "Hey, you're that YouTuber," and I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to take it. Fine, that's close enough." and he proceeds to fit the carpet. And ruin all of the walls. Like, I mean, and not even like near the bottom of the carpet, like 6 feet up the walls. Like, they've not cut it. And in the end, I was like, look, He was like, you know, there is going to be some damage. I was like, the damage is taller than me. And he kept being like, mate, you've got to accept there's going to be damage. I was like, this just is, I was like, this is your, like you, this is your job, mate. And he was like, it's, the thing is, your hallway's like a funny shape. I was like, what? Long. Like, it's just long. That's all it is. I was like, and he was just like, yeah, but you know, like we can't be expected to. And I was like, you can be, because I've paid. And at the end, he was like, well, what we're going to do is we're just going to fit half of it. And I was like, well, no, that's worse.
What?
And then he was like, I've got a mate who's a painter. He'll come and paint your house. And I was like, if you're all hanging around in the same pub at the same level of working, I don't want your mate to paint my house. Like, if he's as shit at his job as you are. And he absolutely lost the plot. And he's like, oh, man, like I've always thought you were really good. I was like, yeah, well, you know what? Unsubscribe from my YouTube channel then. And then that was But we had this massive argument because I was like, fuck, you're in my house. Like, I've trusted you to do this thing.
That is a trigger for me. When it's over the threshold of my front door, I feel like I'm allowed to be an asshole then. My real self, in other words.
And once he put the carpet down,
come in.
Once he put the carpet down, it is a denim coloured leopard print, right? It's a bit of an eccentric choice. And he went, oh man, he goes, it's such a beautiful carpet. And I went, yeah, but it looks like it's been fitted into a crack den because you've ruined the walls, mate. And he's like, yeah, but if you ignore the walls, it's a great job. I was like, what the fuck?
It's not a great job, see? Well, the worst thing is the job thing. That's what gets me every time.
Well, listen, guys, though, two incredibly meaty stories that demonstrate that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you. There's one last thing I want to cover, which I feel like I can't decide whether it's dangerous or safer for us to do this subject, given we're all so happily and long-term attached. But it feels like we're in an era at the moment where it's much easier for single people to make mistakes during courtship that have massive costs. Would you be worried if you were a single man now, Matt, expressing your interest in a single lady? The reawakening and the wokeness, as Louisa would call it, we're now so cautious about how we approach people who are single. Even "can I buy you a drink" sounds slightly sex offendery.
Yeah, I think there is this new kind of like the boundaries have changed, haven't they? Since I was last dating, the boundaries have changed. You can't just kind of like, when does flirting become harassment is something I wouldn't. You know, not that I'm a big flirter particularly, but yeah, like that's been redrawn. So I think it would be quite difficult to be single.
Just to take some of the heat, because we really don't want to make a mistake while we're discussing this. Let's have a mind game with people that we've made up. The gentleman or indeed lady in question is not trying to harass at all. Genuinely trying to express interest, but makes the mistake of doing it incorrectly. Is it more of a minefield now than it was 5 years ago or not?
Yes, I think these days, I know there's all these things saying you can't say anything or do anything now. I don't agree with that, but there's no redemption anymore for a mistake, is there? If someone makes a mistake, someone go online being like, I've met blah, blah in a bar and he did this and kind of was a bit inappropriate, but probably like was just kind of like, in the moment and a bit nervous and went a bit too far or said the slightly wrong thing. It used to be you go, I'm really sorry about that. I did that. That's not acceptable. And that would be the end of it. Whereas now people are very quick to go, this person did this and let's ruin their lives for it. I think that happens all the fucking time.
Put them all over social media and also hunt down their 100%. Employer, make them lose their job.
And also there's this thing of like, you should don't mistake something for malice that can be put down to stupidity. I think like people fuck up because they're idiots, not because they're being horrible or they've got a dark intention a lot of the time. Mm. And yet we're treating everyone as if they do have the worst intention possible and are doing the absolute most evil thing they can, and they want to be grim and horrible, and then their lives are fucked up and they can't redeem themselves ever. Like, so, I am very scared that like I will have an interaction with someone and I'm quite socially awkward, and I do say the wrong things and I can do the wrong things sometimes, but there's no leeway for that anymore.
But do you fear, Matt, as I do,
the cancel that, culture that, isn't it?
What if culture shifts further, which what a lot of people would argue it should, is, you know, we should be more respectful. What if in 10 years time the consensus becomes anyone who at the time was on TV, on stage, or in a position of disproportionate power, who dated or pulled someone from their audience who was in a disproportionately unpowerful situation in relation to that person on stage, that now counts as some sort of blurring of the consent lines.
Are you talking about you and Lindsay?
I am.
Are you worried she's going to turn around after you've got married, bought a house and have children and go, I feel like he actually took advantage of me.
You've got to remember, she's the one who made it through to Judges' Houses in the live final. It was quite a wide auditioning process.
You know what, though? I've met people through Twitter. I've met people through Instagram that you talk to.
You could see it being branded down the line as, oh, my God, you used your undue social media influence. In the real world, would I have shagged you? No. Oh, my God, now that I'm 50, I realise when I was 20.
But that already happens, doesn't it?
We're not in the real world. But, like, people go, the real world, like, but you can't change that position you're in. Like, people do know, like, you are. And as I think there's a difference between pursuing and manipulating and then just meeting, like, you know, you meet someone in the audience that's quite nice, you have a connection afterwards. Whereas if you're finding someone, say, that's like a lot younger than you, that's kind of from a disadvantaged background or a place where they're quite vulnerable, and you manipulate them into being in that position where they want to be with you, that's different to you seeing Lindsay in the front row, chatting to her afterwards, falling in love and having children.
She's all of those except from a vulnerable place.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
unfortunately, I failed on the first two.
If anything, Russell, I think you know, I've heard the story. I think Lindsay was coming after you. I think you might be the one that's been taken advantage of.
I just wanted to support her through her A levels, and that's how we met.
Fucking hell, mate.
Louisa, so have you come on, your biggest dating mistakes? Have you ever made a mistake where you look back and gone, that was a massive mistake? It's left me exposed to A, bad publicity, or B, bad emotional consequences. Something you've done that was a mistake and fucked you up for a bit. Anything like that in the dating world?
I shagged a stripper. That wasn't great. That wasn't great.
Was he at work?
He sold a story on me.
Was he at work when it happened? Was it like putting money in
those
his
stories
glass?
Don't happen so much anymore.
Hold on a second, Matt. You were at work putting money in his pint glass and it spiraled from
there. What happened is, it was like a, you know, you get invited to these events. We all get invited to them.
Let me get more comfortable.
And I was like, I was like, right, I'm going to definitely, this is really bad, I don't know if I should say this, but basically I was single, so it was fine.
Yeah.
And I saw pictures of all of the blokes that were like working at this show. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to give them any kind of PR.
No.
But basically I was
it the Doncaster Danglers that you meant to see?
And I was like, right, definitely hooking up with one of them. And but ended up going home with one of them. And basically he then got the sack because he wouldn't sell a story on me at the time.
What? Because he wouldn't sell a story?
Home? Yeah. The boss was like, oh, did you go home with Louise this? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, you know, we could get loads of money for this, sell it to Sam. He was like, no, I'm not. She's a really nice girl, blah, blah. Anyway, I then felt bad, okay, that he'd lost his job because of me. Somehow, I don't know how it happened, he ended up then working for me. And I had a big business at the time in a warehouse. And I was like, look, I can't really, but you can go and work in my warehouse if you want. So I started working there. With that came the fact that he was a bit homeless as well. He was kind of just like, would go from gig to gig. So he ended up almost sort of living in my house a bit. And then basically I had to get rid of him because I was like, no, I can't.
Wait there, you had a stripper living in your house?
Well,
when he was getting ready for bed, was he like, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. What a depressing job that you've had to strip all day and then you get home and you're like, God, I've got to take my clothes off again.
So basically, no, but
you
it
just
wasn't
kept hats
in
out
the
of
end.
The house.
It was no, it was just, it wasn't a good situation. And then finally, I got rid of him. The only way that I could get rid of him is because I went into a TV show for 4 weeks, so he had to go. Right, but then in that time, he sold a story on me. I'd then started seeing my now husband, and he sold a story on me saying that I'd cheated on my husband with him, and I hadn't. I just had a, you know. I was just single.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're in a recruiting phase.
Yeah, I was recruiting.
You're so, on gardening leave. Front gardening.
But that was a massive mistake of mine. I should never have done that. I regret that one.
Oh, yeah. Guys, you've both been really honest. Matt, unless you've got one last anything you want to share, we are out of time.
There's going to be some dick pics and things out there of me, some, you know, compromising messages on dating websites. But look, I'm actually looking forward to them being leaked because it's not done bad for Joel Dommett, has it?
So, no, exactly.
That's what I'm going for. Yeah.
Matt sent me pictures of his dick. PR, please. I'm going on the road. Guys, thank you so much. Most of this whole hour has been a massive mistake because we're all going to be cancelled when it goes out. But thank you for joining me. Louise,
I'm already, the fear is already set. I'll be texting you after. Can we cut that bit?
Yes. Thank you very much, Louise Zisman and Matt Richardson. I've been Russell Kane. If you've liked what you heard, please hit subscribe. You may have come here as fans of either Louisa or Matt, so hit subscribe. Leave a comment. To not do so would be a massive mistake, and I'll come around your garden and masturbate, which would also be a mistake, which I need really to stop doing. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.